Showcase Theater, brought to you by Foster Foods, maker of the new maple-flavored Nutty-Os, the cereal snack with a crunch as big as a tree.
Timber!
That's right. Each delicious spoonful of new maple Nutty-Os fills your mouth with a forest full of flavor. Start each and every day the Nutty-Os way. Do you like exciting adventures? Well, kids, it's your lucky day, because tonight's Showcase Theater story is called Flower Power, The Adventure Begins. It's the story about a girl named Lily who wins a very special prize at a circus carnival. But this isn't just any old prize, like a stuffed animal or a unicycle. No, sir! This magic prize gives her superpowers. Doesn't that sound neat? Well, it sure does, until a very bad man decides he wants this magic power, and he'll do anything to get it. Let's hope Lily had a good Nutty-O's breakfast with its five important vitamins and minerals this morning, because she's going to need it. Let's join her as she walks with her mom and very excited five-year-old brother Davy, all blissfully unaware of the adventure and danger just around the corner.
Okay, okay. Settle down, Davy.
Hey, look there, Mom. Look at all the games, the big prizes we can win. Can I try playing one? I have a dollar on Tootsie gave me for looking after her cat.
Well, I don't know. Those games look pretty broken down.
Mom, look over there, Mom. Monkeys, so many monkeys. We gotta go see the monkeys.
Davy, get back here. Davy! Lily, I have to go get your brother. You stay right here, okay?
Sure, Mom. I'm sure I can find something to do.
That's my good girl. Davy, get back here!
Step up, step right up. Every time a winner, every time. Best prize is on the midway. Hey, little lady, wanna try your luck?
Who? Me?
Who else do you think I'm talking to, Missy?
I don't know. I just came in to get out of the sun.
This ain't no place for window shoppers. So put your money down or amscray.
Okay. I guess I can give it a try. What do I have to do to win?
Just knock the bottles over with his ray gun. It's easy as pie and just a dollar a try.
That's it? Here's my dollar.
And here is your gun. Now get ready. Aim and wah-choo! Ah, look at that. You missed.
No fair! You startled me on purpose!
Are you calling me a cheat, little girl?
But you...
I didn't think so. And just to show I'm on the up and up, here's your prize. A nice plastic squirty flower. It works like this. You just fill her up. And then you just... Let him have it! Ah! Perfect for a little squirt like you!
Hey! Knock it off!
That's what you get for calling me a cheat. Now, beat it. Step up, step right up. Every time a winner every time. Best prize is on the midway.
Hey, mister. How many tickets do I need to win the big prize?
Oh, the magic kit. Yeah, she's a beaut, ain't she?
Oh, it sure is. What do I need to do to win it?
Be careful. He cheated me out of my dollar.
Who asked you, nosy? All you gotta do, little buddy, is knock over the three bottles, and the kit's yours. Easy as pie and only a dollar a try.
That's it? Neat. Do you got change for a five, mister?
A fin note, eh? Well, today's your lucky day. That'll buy you six shots.
No thanks. I only want the magic kit, and this is all the money I have.
Tell you what, why don't I just hold on to this for you, and we'll see how many shots it takes you, huh? Now just take this here gun and aim up. Whoa!
Hey! I didn't pull the trigger. It just went off.
Well, it ain't my fault you got all butterfingers and started shooting up the town like a cowboy on payday. You'd better concentrate if you want to win that magic kit.
Okay. I'll show you how good I can shoot. Hey! I hit the bottles dead center, and they didn't move a bit.
And you were saying you only needed one shot.
I told you he was a cheater.
What's that, girlie? You want to see some bottles move?
Hey.
Take that, you little brat!
Hey, catch it. I'm gonna get my mom.
Next time, I won't miss. Now get out of here. And you. You got one shot left. Look at you. How are you gonna shoot with them tears in your eyes? Oh, what the? Wendell, what the heck was that?
Heat lightning. Looks like it's moving in from the west.
Oh, the stuff I gotta deal with in this crummy town. Listen up, crybaby. I'm gonna give you to a count of three if you wanna take your last turn. A one,
but,
a two,
but,
and a three! Missed again.
In that instant, however, another bolt of heat lightning unleashed a huge pulse of invisible electricity that passed through the tent and everything in it.
Hey! Look! They all fell over! I did it! I won! Give me the magic kit!
What the?
Oh. Hey! What about my prize?
Listen here, you little punk! You didn't knock those bottles over and the lightning did! And it says, right on the back of your ticket,
huh?
That malfunction voids gameplay!
What ticket? You never gave me any ticket! Give me my prize! Hey! Let go of me!
A good way of dealing with people who steal around here.
I didn't steal anything! I won this fair and square!
Fair? I'll show you fair! Hey! Wendell! Bring me the rope!
Help! Somebody please help me!
Hey, mister, remember me?
You little brat! You little squirt flower ain't gonna...
What the... Where'd all that water come from?
I don't know, but grab your prize and let's get out of here.
Hey, wait up! Do you think we can stop running now?
I guess so. I don't see him anymore. But let's duck out of sight behind this tent.
Good idea. Hey, thanks for saving me. My name's Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. My name's Lily.
So what happened back there?
I don't know. I was just gonna squirt him with this cheap plastic flower I won when the lightning struck and all of a sudden a whole ton of water came out of it.
All that water came out of that little thing? No way. Can you do it again?
I don't know, but there's one way to find out. What do you think I should spray?
How about that trash can over there?
Okay, here goes.
Aw.
Nothing. I wonder if it's broken. Hey, what are you doing?
Maybe it's just empty. Here we go. Try filling it up again with this old water bottle.
Ew, you took that from the trash. Yuck.
Just give it a try, okay?
Oh, all right.
Try it now. Wow, that was amazing. You just flattened that trash can. Nothing could top that.
I don't know about that. See that little cloud overhead?
Sure, it's the only one in the sky.
Well, fill me up and then keep your eye on it.
All right. But the water bottle is almost empty.
Don't worry. If this works, it'll be worth it. Okay, here goes!
I don't get it. So you shot a whole bunch of water in the air. So what?
I guess it didn't work. Wait a second.
Whoa! Holy cow! I don't believe it! You made it rain all over the place! Wow!
Meanwhile, unbeknownst to the two, television news reporter Reggie Van Horn and his cameraman Vinny have been filming the events as they unravel.
Wow, boss, did you see that? Now she made it rain over the whole circus!
Of course I saw it. You don't. Now stop talking and get our equipment unplugged and covered before the rain ruins it.
Right, boss, but shouldn't we keep shooting? This will make a great story.
Oh, Vinny. The only reason we're covering this ratty circus is because they bought advertising time. But this might be my... I mean, our lucky break.
What do you mean, boss? You're gonna go try to win one of those flowers, too? Because that game looked pretty hard, you know, being crooked and all.
No, you moron. I have another plan. Follow me and don't say a word. You there,
Little girl, may I have a word with you?
Who, me?
Yes! I could not help but notice all the things you were able to do with that very special lapel flower. May I see it?
Hey, aren't you that TV reporter guy who's always doing stories from the mall food court?
Indeed! That would be I. Allow me to introduce myself. Channel 5 news reporter extraordinaire, Reggie Van Horn. And this is my trusty cameraman, Vinny.
Hi?
Yeah, hi.
As I was saying, I am certain that our viewers would be very interested in learning about all the fascinating things you can do with your little flower toy.
Hey, boss, I thought you wanted to keep this a secret. Do you want me to get the camera back out?
Quiet, you. Yes. Would you be willing to tell our viewers how you do this?
I don't know, Bobby. This guy is starting to creep me out.
Me too. I wish we hadn't gone so far off the midway to test the flower.
Right now, I just wish I hadn't used up all the water making it rain. I'd feel a lot better if I knew I could douse these two.
Now, there's nothing to be scared of here. I just want to know if you'd be interested in working with me on a little news project.
No, I don't think so. We need to go now.
Are you sure? We both know your precious flower is empty. What's to stop me from just taking it from you?
Yeah, you can't spray both of us at once if your flower's empty.
Curses! They have company. Quickly, Vinny, grab your camera
and let
us flee.
You should have seen the monkeys! Hey, who's your friend? I'm Davy. Do you like monkeys? Hey, who are those guys with the big camera? Why are they leaving? Tell me, Lily! Tell me!
What are you doing wandering off the midway? Don't you know the circus can be a dangerous place?
Yes, Mom. We sure found that out.
Who's your new friend?
This is Bobby.
Hello.
Can you get us out of here, please, Mom?
Okay, let's go home before it starts to storm again. And to think Channel 4 Weather Watch Plus said it wasn't supposed to rain all week.
Can Bobby join us for lunch?
Sure, but you'll need to check with your parents.
Here's
my phone, Bobby.
We love lunch.
Please,
lunch.
Davy.
We love
Davy,
lunch.
Bobby's trying to call his mommy.
Yeah, that's right, Mom. Okay, I'll get her. My mom would like to talk to you, please.
Hello, this is Lily's mom, Rose. Oh, it's no problem. Well, that would be a fine time to get him. We're at 321 Pleasant Street, right by the fairgrounds. We'll see you around 4 then. All right, kids, let's go home and get that lunch.
Yeah!
Lunch.
I'm starving.
Me too.
As they fade into the crowd, Reggie and Vinny emerge and assess their situation.
So, 321 Pleasant Street, huh?
That's what you said, boss.
Well, I think we shall pay them a visit this afternoon. But first, we'll need to make a quick stop by the old television station and prepare for visitors. That flower shall be mine, after all.
Gosh, this sure has been an exciting day so far for Lily, don't you think, kids? Let's hope her mom is getting set to serve them a lunch chock full of delicious Nutty-O's. That's right. With its 5 important vitamins and minerals, Nutty-O's is the perfect choice for any meal. So the next time Mother asks you what you're doing, stand up soldier straight and tell her it's always the right time for Nutty-O's. And now, back to our story. Having finished their nutritious lunch, Lily and Bobby are in the backyard pitching in like good helpers to babysit Davy.
Hey, you lazy boneses! Mommy said you were supposed to play with me while she takes lunch to Daddy! Let's play monkey! Play monkeys!
Gee, Lily! Doesn't he ever slow down?
Not much. Good thing we had seconds on our Nutty-O's.
Yeah, but so did he. Hey, wait, I've got an idea. Hey, Davy, do you like magic?
Magic? I like magic.
Yeah, would you like to see some magic?
Yes.
But you're gonna have to sit down and be quiet. Can you do that?
Yes, I like magic. Make magic now!
I hope you know what you're doing, Bobby.
Don't worry about it. It came with an instruction book.
But...
Well, he can't read, can he?
Well, no, but...
So just relax. You go inside and get the door, and I'll keep him entertained.
Okay. Good luck. Davy can be a handful. All right, I'm coming!
Magic! I want magic now!
All right, Davy!
I want the magic!
Davy, give me a second!
Please do the magic!
Shuffle the cards then. Okay, got it. So, for my first trick, I have this ordinary deck of cards. All right, my little friend. Pick a card, any card.
That one.
Okay, now put it back in. All right, we shuffle, and then... Abra-kazing! Is this three of spades your card?
No! I had the red lady! You're a bad magician. Play monkeys! Now!
No, Davy. You need to stay in the backyard. Dave, come back!
Monkey does...
Lily! Davy's running away! Davy, come back here, Davy!
So, we meet again, eh, boy?
Oh, hey! Let me go, you TV creep! What do you think you're doing? Help! Lily, help!
Nobody was at the door. Hey! Where'd you guys go? Bobby! Davy? Davy! What are you doing up in that tree? Get down here before you get hurt.
Monkey! Play monkey!
This is no time to play monkey. Davy, where's Bobby?
Bad man, in van.
What?
Van goes zoom. Bobby goes help.
Are you saying someone kidnapped him? Wait a second. There's his magic kit. Hey, somebody wrote a note in the instruction book. We have your little friend. Bring the flower to the abandoned TV news studio down by the river. And no tricks. No tricks, huh? We'll see about that.
There! That should hold you.
What are you doing? You're crazy!
Crazy? What? You mean kidnapping you and holding you hostage? Au contraire, boy. Crazy would be if I missed my big break by not getting that flower from your little friend by whatever means necessary.
Like what I hope by ringing the girl's doorbell and running away?
Yes, Vinny. The plan would have been lost without you and your command of the subtle nuances of ring and run.
Actually, I was doing a ding-dong ditch, boss.
Oh, the security alarm! Ah, here she comes now.
Good. That's right. Come right on in, said the spider. To the fly.
Vinny. Run down and greet our visitor while I get my microphone system set up.
Okay, boss.
Lily! Look out! It's a trap!
Quiet, you! The gaffer's tape should keep you quiet. Check, check. Check. Check, check. That's better. And action!
Huh? Who shut the door? Who's down here?
Afraid of the dark little girl? Vinny, cast some light on the situation.
Right, boss.
Those lights, they're so bright. I can't see anything.
Nice to see you made it. Now save us all some time and hand Vinny the flower.
Why should I trust you? Where's Bobby?
All in good time. Now, before you try to spray your way out of this, please note the frayed electronic cables strategically laid all across the floor. Adding water to all that direct current would certainly lead to some shocking results.
Shocking. Good one, boss. So can I come up and get off these cables?
Quiet, you don't!
Right, boss, but shouldn't I get this on tape? It'll make a great story.
Oh, Vinny, let's think this through. Might there be some problematic aspects of recording our extortion of this child and the false imprisonment of her friend for us down the line with the legal system?
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right, boss. But if it's such a big deal, why are you taking all of these chances to get the flower?
Because that flower's power is my ticket out of this dead-end reporting grind!
I don't get it, boss.
Why am I not surprised? In this age of the iNet, local television news is as obsolete as buggy whips. Vapid stories of miracle diets, lottery winners, and bad celebrity behavior are just filler for the one tangible thing we offer viewers, prognostications regarding local weather conditions.
But you're not our station weatherman, boss. We have storm specialist Sheila. Oh, she's so pretty.
Regardless of her physical attributes, storm specialist Sheila merely talks about the weather. I intend to do something about it!
What do you mean, boss?
Once I guarantee viewers rain, when everyone else has promised bright and sunny skies, everyone will flock to my forecasts. And with these boffo ratings, I'll be the most in-demand weatherman in town, with a contract meriting my word.
As Reggie speaks, Lily slowly works her way off the improvised electric grid of cables. Once free, she aims her flower up at the wall of blazing 1,000-watt studio bulbs. Squinting into the light, she carefully squeezes the bulb, only to find that the flower is empty.
My flower? Why isn't it working?
I suspected you weren't interested in my plans, you little brat. I, however, used them as a diversion to allow my sun lamps time to evaporate your reserves, thus rendering your little flower useless. Vinny, it is now safe to take it from her.
Okay, boss. Hold on, boss. Someone's at the door.
I'll get it.
No, get the flower, not the door.
Hello.
Tina Jones, Channel 7 entertainment reporter. We received an anonymous tip that America's favorite boy band, Taco Loco, was using this location as rehearsal space for their reunion tour.
Why, yes, Action News 9 business beat reporter Chaz Tyson. I'm responding to the call regarding the new Farmer Fred's Frozen Falafel franchise.
Hi, Missy Morgan, Channel 2 Investigation News intern. I'm here to cover the story about the dancing cat. Is there someone who can look at my demo tape?
What? No! How did all these parasitic reporters get here?
I knew that you might have something up your sleeve, so I took a minute or two to call some of your competitor stations.
Who's in charge here?
The house my makeup.
Hey, I needed 240 to plug in my teleprompter. Oh, never mind, I see a plug.
Boss, the spotlight!
Hey, leave those back in! I need those! Stupid reporters! What? Oh, not the police! Oh, the Popo! The 5-0! Johnny Law! The Fuzz! The Law! The Pigs! The Pork! The Bacon! The Black and White Arm of Justice!
Yeah, I'd hate to have all these reporters leave empty-handed. They might not get their stories they came for. But I bet a front row seat covering the arrest of their competition will make up for it. Especially since it's Sweeps Week.
Sweeps Week? Oh my God, where's my agent? We've got to get sweeps.
All right, Reggie Van Horn, you and your partner are under arrest. Put your hands up now. Olson, go untape that kid.
Let me through. I'm her mother. Lily, I came as soon as I saw the breaking news story on TV. Are you kids okay?
Yeah, we're fine, Mom.
Well, let's get you kids home. This has been an exciting day.
Okay.
Hey, stop them. They're getting away.
Look out, Lily. That police car is driving right at us.
No, look, it's not the policeman driving that. It's Reggie.
That's right, you two. You can't stop me. I'll be back for you and that flower. Ha, 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 ha.
Awful, Lily. What do you think we should do?
Well, we'll have to be on the lookout for him until he's captured. But we have an even more important job, too. Keeping up with Davy.
I sure hope you have more Nutty-Os at your house.
Nutty-Os, Nutty-Os, the treat kids just love to eat. Buy a box today.
Hey, Jimmy, wasn't that an exciting adventure?
You bet, mister. Boy, I sure wish I had a special squirty flower like Lily won.
Well, never let it be said Nutty-Os doesn't know what kids really want. Kids, here's your chance to get your own special Nutty-Os special squirty flower. Imagine the surprise when your friends ask to take a sniff of your stylish lapel pin and you unleash a whole half ounce of water with a single squeeze of the bulb. You'll be the life of the party.
This almost guaranteed laugh maker can be yours free when you send in 5 box tops of delicious Nutty-O's cereal to Nutty-O's Special Squirty Flower Offer, Box 34, Union Station, New York City. That's Nutty-O's Squirty Flower Offer, Box 34, Union Station, New York, New York. Don't forget to include 35 cents for postage and handling. This is a limited time offer, so send for yours today.
Nutty-O's, Nutty-O's, the treat kids just love to eat. Buy a box today. Flower Power, The Adventure Begins was written by Will Anderson and produced by Catherine Ranella. The stories featured as part of the MAT Scriptwriting Competition Winners Collection of 2013-2014, featuring the voice talents of Dan Michalko as the narrator, Vinny, and Reporter 2, Bridget Ogden as Davey, Wendell, and Reporter 3, Beth Josephson as Lily, Taylor Sweet as Bobby and Reporter 1, Kathy Ranella as Lily's mom, and Philip Hickman as Ratsby, Reggie Van Horn, the officer, and Boy 1. Studio recording by the students of the CCS Fort Hays Audio Production class. Music provided by Kevin McLeod at Incompetech.com, as permitted under a Creative Commons license. Additional sound effects provided by SoundSnap and Freesound.org. The executive producer is Dan Michalko. This has been a Merity Media Midnight Audio Theater production.